Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host Adrian, here with three men who know that smoking will kill you, baking will kill you, but smoking bacon will cure it.
Amen.
Indeed.
So PC.
I'm Adrian.
This is Memo.
Edgar.
Javier.
Fine, don't listen to my directions, Javi. That's fine. You know, I was going clockwise, whatever, dude.
He's thinking that
hey, I've always been a rebel.
The last
hey, man, he's a rebel, man.
I wanted to put him right in the middle, because the middle one is always screwed, right?
Hey, whoa.
Oh, but... Speaking of friendship, let's talk about that. Let's catch up a little bit. Now, we're not going to say where anyone's last name or where they work at, because, you know, we don't like doing that stuff, because people might get fired.
Well,
in that case.
My views do not reflect the views of the company that I work for. Just throwing that out there as a precursor.
My views don't reflect my views. That's my disclaimer. All right, but what the heck? This got no format today. But our scripture today comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up.
Delicious.
Delicious indeed. So let's get this podcast on the road. So, Edgar, when was the last time you saw Javier?
That was,
I know, I can't even think. I'm trying to remember.
I think it's 2014, maybe 2015. So it's
that event?
In Sacramento.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, in Sacramento.
Yes.
We ended up taking I'm originally from Northern California. Well, last time I was on the podcast, I was still living up there up in Sacramento. But you had taken a trip up there, and I know the heat right now is terrible, but everything else is great. Anywho, but you took a trip up there, and I ended up meeting up with you with a couple of friends, and that was the very last time that I saw you.
Wow.
We've spoken on the phone. When I started teaching, I remember you and I kind of got in touch, and you gave me a lot of pointers that actually helped for education. So who knew that Javi's advice could actually be helpful?
Believe it or not, I think I've actually mentioned that at some point or another. When I got started with teaching, Javier was kind of my mentor. You know, I stole his files. Well, he gave me his files, you know, and
I brought you into my classroom. You did a sample lesson.
Yeah, I did. I was a guest philosopher.
Yeah.
I remember that because my major at the time was unemployed. I mean, philosophy. So it was same thing. Yeah. how to be homeless and broke in anything.
Yeah, study
you do,
philosophy
right?
And theology. Yeah.
So the only option is become a priest, right? That's it.
Or get into education, one or the other.
Pretty much, that's it. And so, I've grown since, but still. Dang. In case you heard that noise, that was me starting another cigar. Because we're going to go on a hike, so I got to be, you know, condition my lungs.
Exactly.
Indeed. So anyway, what's up, Memo? How you doing?
I'm fine.
You haven't been on for a while.
No, I haven't. I missed you guys very much. No, as I hope some of your listeners said, I would imagine most of our listeners, your listeners, heard me previously, and I shared the podcast that I started, the website that I co-founded, as well as the podcast. It's called the Lenoville Esprit Podcast. The website and the podcast has been keeping me really busy, and that's been really exciting. We've done a lot of progress. Yeah,
Edgar, you have a podcast too, don't you?
I do. It's been put a little bit on the back burner. Can I mention the company that I work for or not?
You can do whatever you want, man.
Yeah, so the last time I talked to you guys, I was teaching, but after that little skirmish with them.
We talked about Catholic education.
About, yeah, we did talk about Catholic. That was actually the last podcast I was on. But now I'm working at a very famous Catholic apostolate that focuses on apologetics. So people may know it as Catholic Answers. So I've got the blessing of working at Catholic Answers as the radio and podcast producer. So
beautiful.
My full-time job is quite literally focusing on podcasts all day. No pun intended on one of the podcasts that I work on, which is called Catholic Answers Focus. So that's one of the many podcasts that I actually work on. So it's been quite a change for going from the heat of Sacramento to the beautiful San Diego weather. So
yeah,
it's been great. And and actually working in a place where people live out the faith, not just talk about it. It's refreshing. And I think a lot of us who've worked in Catholic education, which is everybody here at some point, right, understand that you can have the name Catholic, but it doesn't necessarily always mean that you're in a Catholic environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically like word on fire, right?
Cut
it out. Cut it out.
We pray for the folks over at Word on Fire.
Golly gee.
And the good ministry.
Now doing. It's just on fire.
Dang.
All right. Our views, our views do not reflect the views of the companies that any of us work for. Or in my case.
Are not an actual representation of the views, right? So.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right. With that disclaimer out of the way.
The last time I saw Javier was sometime this year.
Last time I saw Javier was sometime last month.
Going back to having asked Edgar, when was the last time you saw Javier?
And the last time I saw you.
This time I saw you. That's the bigger question.
The last
question.
Time I saw you.
That was before COVID.
Before COVID. I took a trip down here. Forgot for what reason.
With your girlfriend, maybe? To Santa Monica?
Fiance now.
Congrats. No, I don't think so.
You. No. It was before that.
It was before that, yeah.
No? Because I know that was one
this
of the times
before,
you were here.
I think I had just started dating her. Did I mention? Because we got pupusas that day.
We got pupusas. Yeah. We got coffee.
Hold on,
wow.
Holy
so
hey.
That was the last.
I know
time.
That's also bad. Right? I learned that was bad. Now,
was that the day that you took me to the San Gabriel mission?
I took you to the San Gabriel mission. I took you to Uptown Whittier, and I took you to a Salvadorian joint in Pico Rivera.
That's right. Yeah.
No, we hung out. We had a great time.
Yeah, it's been a few.
Holy
years.
Smokes. That was way before COVID then, because I had not yet started working at the mission, because I took it to the San Gabriel mission. Little did I know I was going to start working there later that year or the following year.
Man.
So no, that was either late 2016, early 2017.
Dang.
Wow. So it's been a long time.
The last time
that
I saw
feels like a couple
like
years.
Now, so. Yeah.
Well, it was virtually. Yeah.
Virtually, yeah. First time we met.
Virtually,
so.
That's right.
Welcome me into his home with cigar and coffee, just the way a manly encounter should be, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah, here I am smoking Javier's cigar because, I don't know, he's got tender lungs.
Oh,
he's
man.
Fragile, leave him alone.
Indeed, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. We can't all be.
We can't
horrible, horrible smokers. No, I smoke one every, I don't know, 2 weeks maybe. It's not that much. That's what we all say, right?
No,
not
I mean,
not
we were,
that bad.
We're reflecting on like friendship and stuff, and I know for myself, like thinking about you know, the first time I went to Franciscan, the friends that I had, and then where they are in their life now, and they're, you know, they're no longer around, or they're married, or they moved away, or I mean, they were never living close to me anyways, but this is interesting, like how people come into your life, you become really close to them. And you share like deep, like emotional bonds, brotherhood, and then, you know, a few years later, they're gone.
Yeah,
you
it know? Hurts.
Like, it does. Yeah. But this is life.
Well,
you know, people come into your life and they leave. You know,
one of the beautiful things that, especially about our friendship, Javi, is that when we first met, I was in a very dark place.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember. Yeah.
You were actually one of the reasons that really helped me move out of that, out of that darkness. And, you know, women will break your heart and stomp on it. So after being stomped on for a while.
Freaking women.
They'll break your heart, man, shred it into pieces. But the good thing about friendships and brotherhoods is like it's really building you up out of that. So what I kind of reflect on is, going from that being in such a dark place to now where both of us are in an incredible place with a lot of great prospects for the future and And now we get to enjoy truly the good times and reflect on those times and not look at them in sadness or bitterness, but in deep gratitude because of the friendship.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, you know, and like any other thing, right, when there's humans involved, there's always errors that are made, and, mm-hmm. and there's also pride, and, yep. and especially among men.
Especially in June.
Different kind of pride.
Oh, yeah. God have mercy. There's always pride, and, you know, and that's why I had a friend of mine that told me, look, man, there's heroes and relationships, and then there's people that are just succumb to their pride or whatever. Yeah. And I don't know how he phrased the other side, but basically the hero is the person that reaches out, humbles himself, and says either I'm sorry or keeps the relationship going.
Yeah.
Right? The one that makes the effort to call, to text, to, hey, man, how are you? Right?
Yeah.
And the other person is just kind of the more passive person. But that person doesn't mind being the hero, not only for the sake of him having a friend, but also for the sake of the other person, to build that fraternity, to build that relationship. You know, and sometimes we, you know, in our pride, and, you know, you start thinking like, man, I'm tired of being the hero. why does somebody just like freaking text me, man? Like, why does somebody like reach out to me? Hey, how you doing? How you been? Right. Yeah. But you know, like I said, it's a pride thing too, but it's like, even with family,
yeah.
you think about that, that doesn't apply just to friendship and family as well. Like, you know, I think about that, you know, some people think that because they're family, they're privileged and, oh, we're blood. So, you know, you owe me this and you owe me that. It's like, no, dude, I don't owe you anything. But again, it's that approach, like, okay, well, do I want to be proud or do I want to have family? Do I want to be proud or do I want to have friendship? You know, like, just let your pride go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's...
You know, that's interesting, the point you make of family almost feeling like they deserve to be there just because of the fact that they're blood. My mind is very much in the wedding talk because...
Totally. Yeah, who you invite.
Right now,
yeah.
And so...
Congratulations,
thank you. And one of the things that I think about is...
Did you engage on a... Was it a feast day or anything? Or was it a special day?
It was Pentecost.
Okay. Oh. I didn't catch that.
Pentecost, yeah. So it was also a two and a half year anniversary of us.
You guys prayed in tongues afterwards?
Exactly. That's exactly. Mirelo.
I had to, bro. Door open, walk in.
Thank God for editing.
Hey, I was going to say the other one, laying hands. What is it? Oh, okay.
I won't say it. Okay.
Continue. Go ahead.
But during wedding prep, it's all about who's being invited to the wedding, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of friends that I want to invite, and then there's family. It's almost like you're obligated to invite them for the mere fact that they're family. So I do have family who I used to be very close with, but the relationship always felt one-sided. Like, one of my cousins was always a best friend to me, and he kind of cut off the family, just kind of started doing his own thing, and we were always, you know, we were very close. I would consider him my best friend for a very long time, and I've realized that during our friendship and even afterwards, I stopped contacting him, and he never put the effort into reaching out, and how it felt very one-sided. Now that I'm doing wedding prep, am I obligated to send him an invitation if he has cut us off because he's family? And it's like, you know, should there be an obligation to that, even though the friendship is no longer?
But it's usually your with family,
it's your judgment.
Usually with family, it's different, right?
Yeah, but
like, especially in Hispanic families.
Exactly, and this is the thing, though. Like, most Hispanic weddings are like hundreds and hundreds of people. Though we're trying to do a smaller wedding, there's, you know, it's still a decent number that we're getting at, but it's smaller than what my family is expecting. My brother had like 400 people at his wedding.
Yeah.
Mine is going to be a fraction of that. So,
and also we have to remember that in Hispanic functions, everyone pitches in.
Yeah, exactly.
Culturally speaking, we're in a different spot.
I mean, it should be like that, but I think things have changed. But
you know the beautiful part about that, though? I had one of my buddies from high school. I actually used to rap with him. I used to do rap music back in high school. We don't want to revisit any of that.
Oh, no. Can you do a little rap?
No, not right now.
My money don't jiggle.
He reached out immediately after I got engaged, and he's like,
What do you need?
What do you need? I'll be your padrino of whatever you want. Like, I'll sponsor anything. Like, let me know. I'm there. I'm like, all right, cool. But only if, like, you're able to get, you know, if you are going to invite me. He's like, but just know that I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So, and that's, like, to me, I, on occasion, talk to him. We still kind of connect every now and then. But it's one of those friendships that you can go on for months because we're busy with life. He's got a bunch of kids and wife and everything. But we still reconnect after a while. And the fact that there's still that bond there of a friendship,
mm-hmm.
That he's able to do that and come out and just, I don't know, to me that speaks volumes. Just like us, right? Remember, like, you, yeah. We last time we saw each other was 4 years ago.
Four, 5 years ago-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But every time we pick up the phone or every time when we do meet up, it's almost as if we haven't stopped talking.
Yeah, yeah, it's just keep repeat.
Yeah, it's just like, it almost like we pick up exactly where we left off. And the bond continues.
There's no... Just with some people, if you were really close, it may or may not be awkward. Just not so with us.
Yeah.
You know, just not so with us. It's like, no, yeah. It's like, hey, man, how you been?
Yeah.
And, yeah, no. Yeah, I'll let you finish.
Yeah. I've finished my thought there, yeah. But yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's, I think it's so important to have those friendships, but it's sad, going back to Javi's point, when it is one-sided.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but you know, what you were saying about family, it's funny. I was just watching a movie last night. With my girlfriend, we were watching The Father, The Bride, the new one, but it was like the Hispanic family, and I didn't like it because they pushed a bunch of stuff on it. But anyways, I'm not gonna get into that. But they talked about inviting like 1,000 people to the wedding, all this stuff.
Exaggerated.
But one of the things is like they talk about how you invite family, even though you haven't talked to them in years, you still invite them because they're family.
Yeah.
So again, going back to the difference in culture. You know, you think about us bonding here, you know, and Memo's really going to like this next part that I'm going to say, but we have more than one part. We have one more than something else that we share in common. And besides our love for our Catholic faith and for Jesus and, you know, the church and Mary, you know, St. Joseph, you know, the saints, we have our culture. And even though we may disagree on this, our culture brings us together. It does. We understand each other. We are able to connect at a different level that I'm not able to connect with somebody else because of my culture, right? It's a common bond that we have with each other. And I believe it or not, I just look around here, not because we purposely, you know, isolated ourselves from other people. It's just because we get along, because we understand each other a little differently, better. Doesn't mean it's going to be a stronger, you know, friendship. It doesn't mean that or that. It doesn't mean that we're racist. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that.
Yeah.
It just means that we're Hispanic.
Some people are.
So, could you say that again?
Oh, yes.
We need to save that audio.
Did you say racist? I'm reporting to the FBI now.
So, I mean, you know, but.
You too.
So
three.
The difference between family and friends in that sense would be, you know, the family, you feel an obligation, especially as Hispanic, you know, Latinos, we feel an obligation to reconnect with them. But obviously we hold grudges against them. We're not going to invite them to anything. But if there's nothing, there's no bad, you know, blood there, then okay. With a friend, though, if you haven't talked to that person in years, you don't feel the obligation,
sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The need to invite them to something like your wedding or your son's baptism, whatever. You just like let it go. You cut it loose, you know, and you hopefully take with you the beautiful parts of that friendship that you once had or whatever with you. But you reminisce. You know, at least I do, you know? You know, I always throw on that Tupac song, I ain't mad at you, you know? Like, I'm not mad at you, man. I got nothing but love for you, JR. I got nothing but love for you, all those other homies out there, you know? That's true.
No shade.
I got nothing but love for you. I ain't mad at you.
I
right?
still want you to eat, just not at my table.
No, it's not like that. You remember the beautiful parts, you let it go, and you realize, okay, God has something else for you now, and you move forward. And this is part of life, right? You know, sometimes it sucks. You know, you think about, like, I think about some of the friends that I was like this with, man, back in the days. And you wonder, it's like, man, I wish I was still, you know, they were around or they're this or that. But, you know, God brings other people into your life, you know, and that's just the way life is, man. Life is like that. I think about like other people that I know that are just like that too. And as you get older, I'm gonna tell you something. As you get older, at least for myself, I'm sure other people could attest to this. You start realizing, first of all, these people say, who you're really friends with. Well, I mean, I don't know. That statement could be kind of, I don't know. That statement is questionable, who your real friends are. That doesn't mean that those people weren't really your friends because they're not around now. That's not necessarily true. But it just, you start gravitating to certain people because of where you are in your life, mm-hmm. the stages of your life. Like, going back to what I was saying, you get married, you want to hang out with other people who are married. Yep. Other couples. You have children, you want to hang out with other people who have children. It's not that you're purposely, and it took me a long time to come to that. Because I took it very personal. Okay. I used to be that guy that I would get salty, you know, and I would get so, like, there's guys that I used to be like this with, and then they got married, and then their wives didn't want them hanging out with me because, you know, I was single and they were married and had kids, even though I became like an uncle to their kids. And I did become very salty because of that. But then later on in life, I was like, okay, well, it is what it is. He's married and that's the situation. That's where they are in life, you know, and then now having a kid myself, you know, trying to like head into that direction. I understand it. I'm not married, but I understand, okay, that's why,
yeah.
You know? So in the words of Tupac, I ain't mad at you.
You know what
I'm saying? I ain't prophet. Mad at you. Like, you
the
know,
prophet.
Like, I moved on. I'm mad at you. Hey, man, I hope you're well. I pray for you. I remember you. I still look at the pictures, and I remember the good times.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny? It's just being in that stage of life, like, you do connect with people that are in that same stage, right? So I remember moving to San Diego, trying to find a community. We're trying to find a group of people that I want to hang out with and talk to. I went to a young adults thing over at one of the parishes, and it was fun. There was a lot of people, but I really, like, I was always that person that wanted to be social, talk to everybody, get to know people. And I remember going to this event. It was like a Mardi Gras thing. And I was like, the people seem cool, but they're all, first of all, maybe 5 to 7, 8 years younger than I am.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not there anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't care to socialize like that anymore. Like, I don't want to go out there and go bowling with all these people. They're all still looking to date. Like, At the time, I was still dating my girlfriend. We'd been dating for more than 2 years, and it just, that life doesn't seem appealing to me. But what does seem appealing to me are those other groups of people that are married, seriously dating, engaged, and
going back to nothing.
And we mm-hmm. can get together by the pool, and the little kids, like the little 2-year-olds, are running around having fun. And the moms are there feeding their children, and the guys are there just hanging out, having a beer with each other. And we connected in a different way than I remember connecting at the young adults group.
Yeah.
Because over there, you're thinking about the superficial stuff.
Yep.
And it really does show, like, friendships evolve and change.
Yep.
And it's sad to say that, like, if you're not there, you
get left behind.
You do feel like you get left behind.
And sometimes you do get left behind.
But
sometimes you actually do.
And it depends on the person.
Yeah.
The moment you catch up, though, you understand.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. Like, you understand. You come to a life and you're like, you have that epiphany. I mean, my friendship with Adrian here has obviously, like you said, evolved. You know, like, I have a son now, and now we start doing stuff. I don't even know. I have one kid and he has 3. We do stuff. And we do it around our kids, you know. We go to Knott's. We I come over. We have a pool day. We go on a hike.
Different things like that.
You know, we revolve it around our children, and we build our friendship off of that. And then our children start building friendships with each other.
Yep.
It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. So, going back to it, that's why I'm not salty about it, because But when I was younger and immature, and I didn't have that knowledge, that experience. Yeah, of course you're gonna take it personal. Hell yeah, you're gonna take it personal. And I think to a certain extent, you're entitled to feel take it personal because they don't explain it to you, and they don't explain it to you because they themselves don't understand it, because they're still young and they're having children and they're married and they're still getting to know and get accustomed to the life. And
you know what's funny? Comparing that to social media as well. I remember years ago, I would base a lot of my worth and value on how many happy birthday messages I got on Facebook. And it's like, I got 200. Yeah.
Boom.
Like, these people only remembered because Facebook reminded them.
Yeah.
And now.
Oh, iCal does that too. It links to Facebook and it tells you, like, it's so-and-so's birthday.
Birthday, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know these people because they changed their name and they used to be my students. And I told them, you can't add me until you graduate. They added me.
Yeah.
They changed their name. And I'm like, who the heck is this? I'm like, happy birthday.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm glad you remembered.
Hey, fool.
But you didn't.
Hey, fool.
But you didn't.
You didn't remember my birthday? What the heck?
I
know your birthday.
I send you a message the last minute of the day so that you wouldn't feel too proud.
Nowadays, if a friend doesn't remember my birthday,
11:59, that's when I send it.
Yeah. Because, dude, you got family to take care of.
Yeah.
You got birthdays of little kids to take care of.
Sure.
Parties to plan. You got responsibilities.
It's hard.
You
it's hard.
So this is what.
That's why social media is nice, because it reminds you of birthdays. But it's also two-edged sword.
But my thing is like if it really matters and you want people to partake in true friendship. It doesn't matter whether they remember your birthday or not. It doesn't remember, like, if they're messaging you at every second. It's like, no, I want to throw a little celebration. I'm going to remind you about my birthday because I want to celebrate with you on a day, a special day for me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? You're a good friend to me. I want you to be a part of it. So a few years ago, what I did, I just blocked that information, the birthday information. And guess how many happy birthday messages I've gotten on Facebook?
A handful.
Zero.
Oh.
Zero. Yeah.
Well, you need your whole hand to do a zero, right?
Nothing. So it's beautiful because now I realize, like, I don't need this superficial thing of, like, I've got all these friends.
Well, no, the thing is that it's also then you it's a double-edged sword because then you not only get the happy birthdays, but then if you don't get one from a certain person, mm-hmm. then it starts hurting you. And this is the thing with social media, right? This is the thing with social media that ruins relationships, not only friendships. But relationships, especially relationships, and I can attest to that. But, I mean, that was mostly my fault. But, hey, you know, relationship with your girlfriend or whatever. Because there's just a lot of stuff that goes into it, you know, and self-esteem stuff, you know, betrayals, you know, all types of stuff that happens on social media. If you don't get the attention that you want, it starts messing with your head.
So, hold on, let me ask you. Would you be upset, because you two are close.
Yeah.
Would you be upset if Adrian didn't remember your birthday?
Nah.
Why?
Because our friendship is not based around my birthday.
Okay.
I feel like we're beyond that. Like, if I was younger, I think it would be different.
The relationship, your friendship has developed into a deeper sense where you know that if you don't remember this date, which in a sense is an artificial date, if he forgets, you're not upset because you don't necessarily care about that artificial moment. All you care about is like, hey, man, I'm going to have a carne asada at my house. Let's go barbecue.
Yeah.
It's my birthday. If he shows up with the gift because you reminded him, who cares, right? Mm-hmm. He's your friend. He showed up. Cool. If my friends show up to a birthday party with no gifts, dude, I don't care. You're here to celebrate with me.
Yeah.
The birthday friendship has developed into such a deeper level, and those close-knit communities don't care about those artificial things anymore.
Yeah.
Because we all know we all have other responsibilities going on in our life, and that's the difference between. A relationship, a friendship now, as we're developing more mature human beings, compared to the artificial relationships from the beginning.
Yeah.
I remember my 20s very vividly, and now in my early 30s, it's just like, well, now what do I do?
Youngin.
I know I'm not old, but so much, it's still different. I'm just not in my 20s anymore. How do I deal with that? Something that just really helps. I don't know if it makes the cross lighter. I don't know if that's the right way to put it, but just being able to say that I have not lost touch with these individuals who were there in my 20s or maybe even before that. And that's just definitely a blessing. And building off of a lot of, just the Latino cultures, yes, those similarities do help us relate. They really do. I'm not going to lie. Why would I do that? At the same time, okay, I've developed friendships with non-Hispanics, non-Latinos that I can't say, oh, I don't know what we see in each other, but we just have not lost touch. The bond, it's there. Maybe in certain ways it's stronger than ever. I know one thing that just flatters me is hearing from people who I have not heard from in a long time. It's one thing, okay, it's good to see that, I'm still in touch with Javier, I'm still in touch with Sal, but I haven't heard from so-and-so in years. Holy smokes. He called me the other day. That's amazing to know that I haven't been forgotten. And the same way, okay. It kind of just dawned on me right now. Well, why not put that effort into reaching out to people who I was close to just to say hi? You know, just like, hey. I was just remembering the other day about when something, and just strike up a conversation. Yeah. Those are things that I was reflecting on just listening to you guys. Just listening to you guys.
One of the things that I've always been keen on is community. And I've always told people community is so important, not only as a human being, but as a Catholic, as a Christian. Your inner circle, the people you rely on, people that are there for you, are so important for you to be mentally healthy, to live, to thrive as a human being, to thrive as a man, as a Catholic. It's so important to have friendship. And I think this is why I've been the person that has always like try to connect people. I think I reflect back on my like people who've moved here from different states that I knew from Franciscan. The first thing I always did was I always try to plug them into the community, to the local community. And the community is the people who I hang out with, because I realize it's so important. It's so important as a human being, as a Catholic, to have, especially as men, to have brothers, to have people you could rely on. It's healthy, you know? The two things I always tell people, exercise and community. Exercise and community, right? You want mental health, you want to be good, you exercise, and you make sure you have community, whether that community is your family. Hopefully you have that with your family too, because that's very important. But people outside of your family, friendships are just so important to have that, to develop, to you know, to go about in life.
And obviously prayer.
And it's very important that you pray for us, as we'll pray for you. Ferrum. Ferrum.
Aquator.
Money don't jiggle jiggle, it folds. I like to see you wiggle wiggle, for sure. And make you wanna dribble dribble, you know, riding in my Fiat. You really have to see it, 6'2" in a compact, no slack. But luckily the seats go back, I got a knack to relax in my mind, sipping some red, red wine.